AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A senior defense official tells the AP the military's assessment of Russia's renewed offensive in the Donbass region of Ukraine is it has begun in a limited way. Meantime, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres wants a four-day halt to fighting during Holy Week for Orthodox Christians.
People do not have food, water, supplies to treat the sick or wounded, or simply to live day to day. More than 12 million people need humanitarian assistance in Ukraine today.
The U.S. estimates the Russian military has lost about 25% of the combat power it sent into Ukraine at the start of the war. The mask mandate is over on public transportation and airplanes. New Jersey transit rider Derek Melander took his mask off.
My kids got to take their masks off about a week ago in school, so I figure it's about time. On the trains, too.
The Biden administration hasn't decided yet whether to appeal a decision by a Florida judge. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if videos of people pulling off masks shows Americans are done with them.
Anecdotes are not data, right? And certainly that does tell a part of the story. But we don't make these decisions based on politics or based on the political whims on a plane or even in a poll.
The new Center for Forecasting and Outbreak Analytics launched starting today. It will be an early warning system to help guide the response to the coronavirus and future pandemics. This is White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha.
Today is the launch of the next phase, where we make sure that the rest of this pandemic and future ones are responded to and predicted and worked on much more effectively. And that is the most important path that we can take to making sure that we save lives.
A judge denied a motion to reduce bond for the jailed parents of a Michigan teenager who was charged in a shooting at Oxford High School that left four of his fellow students dead. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. A federal judge is allowing a case to continue that tries to disqualify Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from running for re-election.
A group of voters in Georgia is trying to block the controversial Congresswoman from running for re-election, alleging she helped facilitate the deadly January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol last year. They're citing a provision of the 14th Amendment ratified after the Civil War that says no one can serve in Congress after engaging in insurrection or rebellion against the country. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene earlier this month asked a judge to prohibit state officials from enforcing that provision. But federal judge Amy Totenberg has denied Greene's request for an injunction, saying Greene failed to meet the burden of persuasion in her bid for injunctive relief. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.